Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. Back to the phone calls. Coming up, though, we'll dig in a little deeper onto the schooling topic. Is it wrong? Is it inappropriate for people that love liberty to send their kids to a government school? We'll get into it with Michelle here in a moment. But continuing with your thoughts first, let's go to John listening in Texas. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I read.
Hey, John.
I originally called in about the whole cannabis legalizing thing, and the thing is, you know, I honestly feel there shouldn't be a problem with it, but besides that, the other issues that I wanted to talk about, I was going to get into that more, but I think the bigger issue here is, you know, everyone knows about it already, TSA, this and that. I just took a flight about 2 weeks ago from Miami to Paris, and one thing that I want to mention is that there was a lady, an old woman, I mean, probably 50, 60, who knows. She was in a wheelchair, and she was arguing with security about not wanting to go through a scanner, and literally arguing with her, and, you know, it was ridiculous. It's like, what is the old lady going to do? And plus, I was thinking, doesn't this violate the Fourth Amendment rights of people? It's ridiculous. Nobody, first of all, number one, nobody is a terrorist. I mean, it's just dumb.
No, it's a good thought, John, but right. Unfortunately, well, the Fourth Amendment...
Let me elaborate. Excuse me, Sam, let me elaborate, because, I mean, I kind of, you know, wanted to elaborate on this, because this is a real good topic, and I understand your school topics, but the thing is... There was also the video that was going viral about a kid getting molested. Up to what point are the father just stood there while they pretty much molested his child? I think that's cowardice.
What's he supposed
to
do?
At the least he should have done was sit there and say, well, you know, you can't do that, and I'm not going to put up with you doing that. And if they said, well, okay, would just say, I'm not flying then. You know, here's my ticket. I'm not flying. Luckily, when I was at the Miami airport, they were trying to herd us all into, like, the scanners or whatnot, but it was actually, you could either go through either or. And, you know, when...
Well, that's a nice thing to say is that I'm not going to fly, but if you've already told your son you're going to go down to see grandma in Florida, and then you, you know, decide not to fly so your son doesn't get to see grandma.
Plus the fact that if you decide to leave the line, you're going to get an $11,000 fine is what they're threatening you with. And I'd like to point out that this isn't the Fourth Amendment, and here's why. You have the right to remain silent, which is part of your First Amendment rights, right? But if you choose not to remain silent, then you've given up your First Amendment right when you're dealing with the police. In the same way, is when you decide that you're going to fly, you're contracting with the airlines who have contracted with a security company, and that security company is called the TSA. I'll grant you, it's governmental and it's invasive. However, when you're dealing with them, you have given up your Fourth Amendment right to be protected in your papers.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they've gotten to the point where they're going to make it so that you're not able to travel anywhere at any time without having to deal with them. Subways, buses, they're dealing with all this stuff. But when you rely on the Fourth Amendment, you're relying on a law written by a man or men. And really what you have is the right to your privacy and the right to contract with other organizations and so not have the government insert itself. And that's what it's done. And the Constitution doesn't really protect that.
Okay, and another thing is...
Wait, did you hear that, though?
Yeah, I heard what you're saying, and I do agree with that, Ben. I mean, I hear the elaborating that you did on that, and, I mean, I agree with it. But, you know, I also want you to hear me out as far as, number one, nobody, I don't care what under what authority that they claim or have, has any right to touch a child in that way, period, number one. And number two... When are people going to stand up and say, look, this is enough garbage, this is enough, I mean, that was the last flight. I'm
November 24th, two days from now, is the answer to your question. There's a national opt-out day. It's happening on Wednesday. That's the day before Thanksgiving, the busiest travel day of the year for the airports. And activists are going to be at various different airports across the country to encourage people to opt out and encourage them to speak up about this because, you know, hitting the TSA agent isn't going to solve the problem.
I never said that.
You said that. I'm just saying that,
there's not many solutions.
Right, there are.
It's really difficult to know what to do.
And I disagree with Mark in that this isn't a contract. It's not a valid contract. You never really consented to this as being foisted upon you in the same way that if you get in your car and you drive down to Florida to see grandma rather than take an airplane and they happen to have a checkpoint set up, you didn't contract there either by getting in your car or by buying a car. They're foisting this on people and it's wrong and we need to do what we can. I agree with that. And wewon'tfly.com is the place to go to learn more about what's happening coming up this Wednesday. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231 and I share your frustrations.
The problem is, Ian, that people have allowed the government to do things like build roads and stuff like that. That's mm-hmm. what. Yes, you are contracted when you get a, when you decide to drive on somebody else's pavement, and that's what it is—the government's pavement. Yeah, they can pretty much stop you and look through your.
I know,
car.
Wait, that's not a contract.
By that reasoning, though, you're saying that they've contracted, so yes, they have to. You have to submit to this search. To what extent?
Right. Well, I totally get it. But, you know, when you use the Fourth Amendment as your protection, that's where you fail. Because the Fourth Amendment doesn't protect you there. The issue is real rights, not the dumb crap they wrote down on a piece of paper 230 years ago, which has been shown over and over again to not be sufficient in protecting real rights.
Well, the Fourth Amendment gets wiped
away. Now, when I'm talking about contracting here, the telephone company contracts with another company which supplies servicemen to come out to my house. Now, if I tell the telephone company that they can send somebody out to my house, but I find out that, in fact, it's not the telephone company, but another company that they've sent a serviceman out to my house, do I have the right to shoot him where he stands, Ian?
No.
Because he contracted with another company that I contracted with.
Well, no one was suggesting that we shoot the TSA agent.
No, but Ian was suggesting that, you didn't contract, but you did contract.
No, you did not
you
contract.
You know for a fat well that the TSA is the security company that the airlines use. Who doesn't know that?
There are plenty of people that don't
know. They don't know what the new searches look like, and I'll tell you that that's really going poorly for the TSA because they just trotted out these new searches.
Look, Mark, not everybody pays attention to the news like you do. There are plenty of people that don't know what's going on in the airports, and they're caught blindsided by this when they go through these security lines. They probably couldn't name the alphabet letter agency that is in charge of the security. There are people out there that don't pay the close attention to these matters that you and I might.
Or they're not told the truth. John Tyner called the San Diego Airport ahead of time to make sure that they weren't using the screeners, the scanners, and he went out there and got up all the way through the checkpoint and found out that they were, and there was nowhere for him to go.
Sure, and the security company that the airlines contract with sucks.
They've got the
contract, man. Now all you can do is
what
express
contract? They didn't contract with them. They foisted themselves upon everybody.
They have the option of opting out.
The airlines do not have that option. The airport.
The airport has that option, and
that option was put into the law. It wasn't made clear to these airports. They don't know. I mean, do you know what the law says, Mark?
How can anyone possibly know what
so
it says?
So it's probably not very much the case that the airport administrators know what the law says either.
All anybody can do is say, look, I'm sick and tired of this TSA crap. Make it known to the airports, the airlines, and anybody who will listen.
Yeah.
You're sick and tired of it. But,
well,
you know,
sadly,
talking about rights, I just don't know that rights apply here.
Sadly, you know, if this was a free market, then by us refusing to fly, the airlines would therefore change their procedure.
That's the idea.
But what's going to happen is they're just going to request subsidies.
Yeah.
And those airlines, like the banks, that are willing to comply with increased regulation will get the subsidies. And the airlines that reject that will go away, much like the banks.
That is the reality of the situation.
Yeah, well, the point I agree with you on, Mark, is that you can't stand on the Fourth Amendment. That I absolutely agree with you on because it's you know, the way it's even written gives them a huge opening.
It's a reasonable search.
Or unreasonable search.
Of course it's reasonable to pat people down, pat
so
children down
before
they go.
So abolish the Patriot Act.
Why for that?
1-800-259-9231. Abolish the federal government. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. Features on the site include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, as our webcam is built into the same page as the chat room. So head over to cam.freetalklive.com to watch, listen, and chat. That's cam.freetalklive.com, and it's totally free, by the way, brought to you by memorydealers.com.
EmoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. You heard me right, it's 99% off of list price. You can check out their stock there at memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Continuing with your thoughts, we've got Mike listening in New Hampshire. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Mike?
I understand that you're from King, New Hampshire, and you're talking about the free the people who would come out to Manchester and do their demonstrations in the park out here. And I live in Manchester, and I'm sorry to hear that they got arrested a few weeks ago in the news. But, you know, I was with them when they were in the park here in Manchester, and then they did a march on the another facility that's kind of an officious facility. You know, I guess it was the Valley Street Jail. And they were all milling around on the sidewalk out in front of that facility, and the police and the guards came out from the Valley Street Jail were telling them, okay, we're asking you to leave now, please leave. And they had cop cars and squad cars and everything, and these folks were kind of, like, reluctant to move on. And so I just tried to tell them, you know, this town is kind of like a company town. It's been that way for years. It's not like a libertarian-minded town. I mean, they don't like paying taxes here. It's a very conservative machine city. But at the same time, it's very law and order, and they really rely on, legalese. You know, I mean, they really – and so I was trying to tell these folks, you know, this is not like Keene, New Hampshire, or New York State, upstate, or whatever. I mean, it's just like kind of like you have to – when they tell you to leave, you have to leave immediately, or they have the right to arrest you, you know. So whether this followed them out to Keene, and they gave them a hard time in Keene because the Manchester cops made inquiries over there or not, I mean, I really think that it's nice to have a libertarian point of view, like, you know, having a beer out in the park in the open. And I said, you know, that's going to get you in trouble if anybody sees you doing that. But, yeah, you know, as he's chugging the beer, you know, liberty has its price, you know. But, you can't have an attitude like that and expect to encounter success, you know, especially not in this town, you know, or in any city where things run by rules and order and laws.
Yeah,
and,
I think, I'm not sure exactly which particular protest or demonstration you're referring to. I know the activists have been at that jail a number of times, and there have been probably a few times where they've been threatened with violence if they don't leave the property, but I don't think
other times they haven't, though. I mean, it shows inconsistency.
Right. Yeah. I don't think that what you're describing is any different here than it is anywhere else. I think there's a very, you know, law enforcement attitude amongst a lot of people across a lot of this country. People have been brainwashed into
liberal or conservative.
Yeah. Believing that the government knows best and that, you shouldn't rock the boat and you need to work within the system. And I understand, and you know, I appreciate where people are coming from when they say, "Hey, you shouldn't do that." But on the other hand, I also appreciate the people that are willing to put their butts on the line, put their freedom on the line, to risk being arrested for what they believe is right, and what they believe is that people shouldn't be aggressed against for things that don't hurt others. I mean, don't you agree with that, Mike? That if you haven't harmed another person, that you shouldn't be put in a jail cell?
I'm in my 50s, and back when I was in school, the public schools really worked well. I mean, people paid their taxes, and they didn't object to it. And the payback on the fact that my father got, like, a college loan, to go, the GI Bill, to go to college and become a better employed person throughout his work life, which benefited his family and his community and myself. I mean, you know, I mean, I come from a different era. Nowadays, I guess the public schools don't work as well. People object to paying taxes because they don't think they're getting value out of the investment in people. And then they get this stuff on TV that's 24/7 about the news, which really makes every problem around the world your problem because it's on your TV screen. Mm-hmm. And people get, you know, these police shows on TV that are not realistic, but that give people this fear of all these bad people that are out there. They're going to get them if they don't have law and order. And then they rely on the police state notions that they elect into office, and these people play on these fears. And there's a certain political benefit to playing on people's fears, and people are afraid. and not just the terrorism, but in all senses of people, you know, if they have a fear, they can't function in a politically intelligent way to vote for the people who are not playing on their fears. And so you get those kinds of people in office, and then you end up with what we got, which people don't realize at the airports. This is not brand new. This is like the Patriot Act, which has been renewed several times, even long after 9/11 happened. And this is the law now, where the Patriot Act is you give up your rights when you buy an airplane ticket or you go to the airport. And I think
it's actually USA Patriot Act, and that's relevant because it stands for something other than, you know, if you're a patriot, you support this. So pay attention to the acronym for what it stands
they
for.
They call it whatever they like. It's not a Patriot Act. It's not patriotic at all. It's a very anti-American, I think.
So then are you going to support the protests coming up at Manchester Airport and the airports across the country on opt-out day coming up here in 2 days?
Well, I would support it, and I would like to be there. And I think that it's a hazard to a person to show up because they probably are going to have some kind of security presence that's going to be out of the ordinary.
There's always a risk involved when you're doing activism, when you're stepping out, and when you're speaking out. There's always a chance. I mean, they've already threatened people saying they're monitoring the communications of the people on the National Opt-Out Day, and they're trying to intimidate people.
Can I just make one more point? Because, you know, back maybe 20, 30 years ago, Chinese per capita income was like $500, okay? And they had, in China, they have a lot of government top-down you know, organization of that society, and they have, you have to have a passport to go from one community to another to work or live. Now, we're doing that to ourselves here in America, whereas before, we didn't have to have any kind of government sanction to go anywhere or work anywhere. Now, it's all this corporate, you know, vetting of people before they get a job, and it's all this stuff where you have to be, you know, pre-flight approved to go on an airplane and all this stuff. And yet, our economy has not done all that well over the last 20 or 30 years as far as middle-class job market and, you know, progress. And yet these other countries overseas, they've been making all kinds of progress economically and every other way. Socially.
Well, China has been rolling back their controls over over business, as I understand
for
it.
For 20 years, actually.
Those people are actually pro-union. They're actually encouraging unionization in certain Chinese economic sectors because they know that it benefits the business and the income of the workers. And we are cutting back on unionization left and right here in America. You have all kinds
of unions are okay as long as they don't bring the government into the picture, but that typically is what they do, and it actually makes things worse when you bring in an agency that is willing to threaten violence against people. There are always unintended or intended consequences that are very, you know, undesirable, I think. And I want to thank you for the call tonight and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you, Mike. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts, welcome on whatever you want to discuss. And still, we'll come back to the issue of young people and government schools and whether or not parents who love freedom should be sending their kids there. 800-259-9231. You take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get-involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure, and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night, knowing Life Change Tea customers receive creating a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a Happy Tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 9-24-18. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there totally free. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment, you can just click and download. They're there on the front page. In fact, the last week's worth right there at the top. And then you click into the archives section, and that'll actually take you back even further, all the way to late 2006. The archives are brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with our free site builder tools and templates. Use the portal that we've created. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. It doesn't matter whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. They have thousands, like 4,000, of templates to help you at hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls. We've got David in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello, David.
Good evening.
Hey, David, what's on your mind?
I was just going to say, you all were talking earlier about, that it was a contract between the people who chose to fly with the airlines or something along those lines, right?
Well, there was a disagreement in the studio. I would say you contracted with the airlines, but that doesn't mean that you've agreed to the TSA. And the airlines didn't even agree to the TSA. They were foisted upon them. Mark says that you agreed to it all.
You know what's going on.
Ticket. No, you don't necessarily.
Well, this is what I was thinking about it. I was thinking, well, I could also contract with, somebody, a crook, to go steal something for me. I don't know. It just seems like feeling somebody up would be make the contract null and void. You know what I mean? It just seems like that's like an illegal contract from the start or something, you know?
Well, I think that you should be able to contract with someone to fill you up, but people aren't doing that. That's not their intention when they're buying an airline ticket. And while some people, Mark, know what's going on, many people do not.
Well, I think that the new enhanced, the way they've rolled out the new enhanced pat-downs, they claim it has nothing to do with the new scanner machines, that it's a coincidence that the new enhanced pat-downs have come along with the new scanner machines. I think my point is here is just too fine for the for folks to appreciate. Maybe you know.
Oh, that's too brilliant.
Wow! How do you get through the door?
I'm just telling you.
You mean his head being?
Yes.
Go ahead, David. Any other thoughts?
I was just gonna say if it's too fine. I don't know what is it. What is it?
Oh, don't listen to him. He's just a silly old man. Hey, thanks for the call.
I'm going to try to get up there to Manchester, definitely. Though.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
Cool. Yeah, Manchester, it's happening all day. I think there's a Facebook event for it. We're talking about the opt-out day, National Opt-Out Day.
I'll
coming
be there
up
in the afternoon.
On Wednesday, go to wewon'tfly.com to learn more about the event. David, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Patrick's in New Jersey. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Patrick, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to talk about CSA programs at farms and how it's a great way for families to save money.
What kind of program?
CSA programs.
What's that?
Cooperative programs where, you know, you pay the farm in advance and they grow the vegetables and they ration it out through the people that sign up for it in time. Usually, you know, any independent farm, here in New Jersey, there's quite a few independent farms that do it. You know, it's a great way to save money. Me and my family have been using it now for a couple of years. We've saved a lot of money.
So you're basically investors in the farm.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and when you talk about, I mean, think about it, the ear of corn you buy at the store. I don't know. Are they 66 cents a piece? You get six of them for $3. I don't know. I don't know exactly what they are. 50 cents a piece. But when you think about that, the retail outlet normally gets what they call a keystone, which is 50% of what they, you know, it's double what they pay is what they charge you. So if they get something for a quarter, they sell it to you for 50 cents. That's generally it. I don't know how it works in the grocery business.
Grocery margins tend to be pretty slim.
I've heard that.
2-3%.
I don't know.
On average.
Yeah, I just don't believe it. I just don't believe that grocery stores are making it on 2-3%.
Some stores, you know, depending on the item that you're looking at, there are, you know, you might get a keystone on like imported items or something like that. A lot of the other items are, you know, they're in pretty heavy competition with the other folks in the region.
Indeed. It may very well be that it's only 2 or 3% on, you know, they're only making $3 on that grocery cart full of $100 food.
I could be wrong.
But I don't
Mark.
Believe it.
No, I understand where you're coming from. I could be wrong on that.
The point I'd like
groceries
to make on this is not about grocery stores, it's about farmers. What does the farmer get from a ear of corn that the grocery store has bought for 25 cents?
Not
much. I suspect it's pennies. Mm. And when you talk about the farmer, you know, selling it at what he would get it to the grocery store, what the grocery store gets it at, if you drive out there and get it, he's making significantly more. And this really allows small farms to exist in areas where they wouldn't otherwise.
I think it's great for a few other reasons as well. You are contributing to your, you know, local economy, mm-hmm. and you're eating seasonal food, which is the best thing for your health. And I'm impressed. Good for you.
Well, here's what we do. We get, we've spent about $1,200 a year, and we get, the summer and the winter season, we get half a bushel a week. And they even deliver it if you live within 20 miles of them.
Hmm.
So you don't even need to go and pick it up. I mean, it's a great deal.
So you get like a box of
yes.
the produce, whatever they have. So you'll get some salad greens and some broccoli and some carrots and turnips in the wintertime.
So $25 a week is basically what you're paying.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be able to cook, you know, but... You know, we save so much money. The only thing we have to go to the grocery store for is, you know, condiments, milk, eggs,
mm-hmm.
you know, things of that nature. And this year we're going to be purchasing half of a cow.
Good
which
for
is
you.
Which is a grass-fed cow. It's a farm that does it. They butcher it and they package it. All we have to do is bring it home and freeze it.
Mm. How do you end up getting into this? I mean, is there a website or what's the connection?
Well, you know, we were looking for ways to save money and eat healthy. So we just looked in our local area. Within 20 miles of us, there's an organic vegetable farm and there's an organic cow farm. So, you know, we just looked into it. we looked around the other farms to find out the best deal and who, you know, who had the, you know, the best variety. And, you know, we got lucky, and everything we have to purchase up front, you know, for the cow, we're going to have to wait about a year or so before we can eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think it's a great thing that if anyone out there should look into, you know, would help their community, it'll help their family, too, save some money. So
is that one of those things where you might go to, like, a farmer's market and just start talking to the people that are running the booths and see if something like that exists in your area?
Yeah, I think that's a great place to start, as well as the Internet, maybe doing a search for your county or your neighborhood.
There's one right here in Concord.
And what's it called, CSA?
Yeah, there's CSA programs and cooperative programs. The cooperative programs, you have to actually do some work. The CSA programs, you just have to invest.
Right.
You know, it's great.
Great, I'm glad that's working out for you. What do they do during the wintertime? I mean, maybe it's not so bad down in New Jersey, but...
Greenhouses.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
So they've got it together then.
Yeah, man. Everyone should look into it. Save yourself some money and eat healthy. Stay off that aspartame and all that other stuff.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Patrick. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Nick is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello, Nick. Nick in Illinois, going once.
Hello?
Hey, Nick, you're on the air.
Good. Hi. That one caller a little bit earlier in the program said he remembered a time when the schools worked well. I once heard Stefan Molyneux talk about this, and he said it shouldn't be surprising that government services can work well for a while, even after they first get socialized, because they're still staffed with people who are disciplined in the private sector, and because there, you know, hasn't been enough time for the bad incentive structure to take hold. Also, the schools probably did work better back then because there was less overall bureaucracy.
Yeah, well, and he was talking about the 1950s, and that's right around the time when the federal government started to get involved, sometime I think the mid-50s or early mid-50s, and that's when things really started to fall off a cliff because there was more central control than ever before after that point. Nick, if you want to have a few more thoughts, you're certainly welcome to. Hang on. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, government, schools, or anything goes. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll enjoy the features there completely free, because that's the way a talk show website should be. Free archives, free webcam, free interaction, bulletin board system, various different things are there for you. In fact, we might even have more for free than those other shows will charge you for on their sites. Go see for yourself at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to maybe get behind us financially, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So get over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You'll get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only forum, special Amp podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com.
You know, as the principal of SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, he's a big supporter of the AMP program and recommends that you do it too. If SACL CAI is a company that handles collections for companies, you didn't get into whatever your business was to collect money from people, SACL CAI does it for you. They do it with respect. They don't treat your customers poorly. That way you can keep them afterwards. SACL CAI, they can handle all your accounts receivable issues.
All right, 800-259-9231. I believe we saw Nick on the line in Illinois. Nick, what other thoughts did you want to share tonight?
I was going to say that I think one reason that the ideal of coercive socialism, like government schooling, continues to be popular is because the effects aren't seen right away. The newly socialized services can retain their effectiveness for a while after they get socialized. I hear even as long as a generation or two. And this is a huge problem because it creates an incentive to socialize certain things because it looks good at first, and by that time it's too late, and then people eventually forget what it was like before then.
You know, it's hard for me to imagine what it would be like if school sunk much lower. I mean, you know, when I, my son, Jack, he's already, you know, we've bought some stuff for him, and he's already so interested in reading and learning. And it, this is just a case study. It's obviously not science, but you'd think that young children want so badly to learn, and only an organization like a public school system could spit out kids that are 20% on average and as high as 40% in some districts that are functionally illiterate, that can't read. This is after 13 years of schooling, when the parents of our, you know, our parents and grandparents and stuff, some of them, the expectation was that they would only graduate the sixth grade and they would be, you know, quite literate at that point. So they've taken the amount of schooling, doubled it, and they're getting less out of it in the process.
I think it's what, $11,000 per student was going to California students 8 years ago.
That doesn't sound wrong.
I mean, $11,000 wasn't going to each student. It was costing taxpayers.
It's $14,000 here.
Yeah.
I mean, this was 10 years ago, too. So, I mean,
right. Yeah.
Outrageous.
Nick, what else did you have to share?
Well, my worry is particularly in the area of healthcare, which is already pretty bad. But are you familiar that before the government started getting involved in healthcare, there used to be fraternal medical societies that provided for the poor, and they worked well until they were effectively regulated out of existence during the Progressive Era, explicitly for racist reasons. Teddy Roosevelt wanted to get minorities dependent on the state.
Hmm. No, I was not familiar with that at all.
Yeah, fraternal medical societies, would those be staffed by doctors, or would the fraternal aspect of that be the people in the business, or would it be like a mutual aid society where it's just people helping people get the health care?
Well, it's doctors would join up with it, and they would be like, you know, the family doctor who lives in the local area, and he's just your doctor who's on hand for everything. And you would generally get paid less than in an alternative practice. But what was so attractive about it is that it was very steady work, and you know, he was paid to keep you healthy rather than somebody you go to pay when you're sick.
Well, there were also private hospitals, predominantly by church groups and religious organizations, that provided health care and did not turn anyone away. We had the same thing with schools, where there were parochial schools and private schools, and even, you know, in farming communities back 100 years ago, they'd host a teacher for a certain amount of time in a home, and that teacher would teach for 3 months, and then they'd have 3 months off for harvest or whatever. So there were always, you know, private solutions to these situations until there became government involvement, and that became more and more popular as people wanted to abdicate the responsibility that they had for their own families, their own behavior, and, you know, gave that up to the government, and the cycle has just perpetrated
itself. And it's so hard to break that, and I think that kind of speaks to what Nick was saying before, is that you know, it's very difficult once people get it in their heads that this is the way things are and this is the way things have been, that it becomes very difficult for them to see how anything could ever be different. How could we have trash pickup without the government? Well, we have it here in Keene, New Hampshire. I mean, the government doesn't handle that. How could we have education without the government? Look how much the government spends on education. You think you could make it be less in the marketplace? They don't even understand how much better education could be and how much cheaper it could be at the same time. They're so ingrained into the idea that it has to be this way that anything else is frightening to the people that support the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Nick, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So, Michelle, this actually is good. It brings us back on the topic we were going to discuss earlier, and that is, you'd made a comment, I don't recall if it was on the air or off, but you'd made a comment about parents not sending their kids, or parents who do send their kids to government school when they know better, like when they know that government schools are bad and that you know, they're frustrated by the government schools and they know their kids could be getting a better education. But as we had a caller earlier, I think it was Amberly.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, basically she's a single mom. She doesn't have a lot of money. And what money she does have is being taxed, and that's going to pay for these government schools. And so she feels almost like she doesn't have any other options. Though, to her credit, she was saying about maybe getting her son out and having him unschool himself. And
she is moving here in June.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's great news.
I, you know, before I sound like this, you know, really stuck up non-empathetic person, I and self-righteous or whatever, I do understand that how hard it is. My mom was a single mom and raised three of us, and we all went to public school until, you know, she took a second job and put me through a year of parochial school. But I think...
And you have your own kids, three of them, and you are a single mom.
Yes, but, you know, I have a different financial situation than my mother did, most certainly. However, I think that there are so many choices and options out there that people do not creatively pursue because we've become, and I say we, have become lazy and apathetic. And I think that's a shame. And I think that if you're going to hold true to the principles of libertarianism, then you need to step up with your actions and not be involved in those government sanctioned institutions that are supported through, the taxation and coercion. And I think the public schools are one of them.
I agree that, you know, I guess it's from, I think that people shouldn't be involved in the public school system from a standpoint of incentives, not from a standpoint of morals. And the reason is because, hey, the public school is going to treat your kid like they own it and you. And that, you know, so that much is true. However, if somebody comes upon the ideas of libertarianism and they get them internalized relatively quickly and they've still got their kid in school, it can take years to be able to become as financially solvent as you can, you know, you make these. Some people, the mom can quit.
$500 a year to use Christian Liberty Academy for one school. They don't have to use that. But $500 included all the curriculum, all mm-hmm. the exams, them correcting everything, a diploma, and... you know, so it's, what, $40 a month?
Sure. Agreed. That much is true. But the issue is, you know, how do you leave? Do you leave a, how young do you leave the kid home? Is it an issue in your state? I mean, is that abuse, leaving the kid home to take care of themselves?
Well, right.
If it's a single parent family, they don't have somebody, I mean, obviously somebody either has to stay home to teach the kid or, you know, you have to figure something out. And that can be very difficult.
That's why I asked Emberly if she trusted her 14-year-old son, and she did mention that grandma lives at the house,
yep.
and everything. I just think that, you know, you can co-op with neighbors and things. I'll mow your lawn and do your grocery shopping if, you know, my kid can come over there, you know, one
sure,
hour.
Sure, but that requires your neighbors to be on board with the ideas too, right? I mean, so you'd have to have a community of people who understands the benefits of pulling their kids out of the government school.
Why you moved to the free state of New Hampshire.
Oh, it's not the free state yet, but we're working on it. And you're absolutely right, though. I mean, this is the place where that community exists, mm-hmm. where those options can begin to be built. I don't
know. Just how much is enough before you say no?
That's a good question. I think every parent needs to ask themselves that. And what can you do? What other options are you on the table for you? And maybe being around other liberty-minded people will result in the creation of these things that we're discussing here. 800-259-9231, but it's still early on here in New Hampshire. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.